So I love reaching into my personal collection for all of these events. And since this is architecturally themed, you can see I'm unrolling some drawings here. I actually have three objects I'm going to show you tonight. I live in a certified historic bungalow, and this is the original drawing from a building that was built in 1920. I actually made copies of the originals because they're quite fragile. And I was thinking as I was preparing for this of the old days when blueprints were actually blueprints. And I worked at the Field Museum and we had a blueprint machine, and there was this light sensitive paper that was yellow colored, and you put it through this roller that had ammonia, and it stunk up the whole design mezzanine, and then you'd come out and they're you know, really not very archivally stable documents. But anyway, so I bought my building, my home, my beautiful decrepit bungalow in 2000. And I bought it from a Greek family, a Greek immigrant family that had owned it for 6 years. And they had bought it from the daughter of the man who commissioned the home. So, and then, you know, when I did a tour of the house, they said, hey, we have these drawings. And at the closing, they told me the story of when they purchased the house. So I'm the third owner, and the second owner only owned it for 6 years. And the Greek man said that at the closing, the nephew of this elderly woman was selling the home on her behalf, and she couldn't be there, but she had a request, please don't paint the woodwork. And so this family told me we would have painted the woodwork if he had not asked us that, but we honored that request. So it's one of the most beautiful things about my house is the beautiful big crown molding. So anyway, these drawings, you can't see from there, but I'll describe for you. On the second floor, there's a series of windows, and when you look at the plan view, it calls it the billiards room. It was never built. So looking at these drawings, I thought, wow, wouldn't that be cool? This unfinished attic could have this really great room with these south-facing windows. So cool. So, you know, put it away, didn't think about it much. And then about 5 years ago, there was a big hailstorm in Chicago. And I got some insurance money to redo my roof. So I interviewed all of these roofers, and I was ready to move on it. And then I went, wait a second. I don't want to put a new roof on, because I could do the dormers now. So I have my second object is the set of architectural plans to realize the dream of the original owner to put dormers in. So I have a building permit, and I've had it. And what it's been waiting for is me to clean out the attic. You know, I work at a museum, and there are several kinds of people that work in museums, and one of the kinds is the one that brings everything home. So I have a museum of museums. I've worked in 3 museums in my life, the Field Museum, which has really great scrounge, and at the Denver Museum of Natural History, where I have this collection of crystals and stuff like that. And then, of course, the Chicago History Museum. So, oh my God, I have so much cast off. I'm the director of exhibitions, so like the things we make for the exhibitions, you know, oh, we can't throw that away. So, you know, I take it home. So the attic project, the dormer project, has been waiting for me to clear out my attic. So in the meantime, my damaged roof, you know, there was that hailstorm 5 years ago, it's been getting worse and worse. So my third object is a piece of my roof. So every time there's a windstorm, I lose a little bit more of my roof, but I don't worry too much because there are 5 layers on my roof. So it doesn't leak yet, but it's a little embarrassing when my roof ends up in the neighbor's lawn. So at any rate, I have a couple of daughters. I also have a relationship that just ended. So my house is more empty now. And last weekend, I cleaned out the attic, so I'm ready. I'm ready. So my set of three artifacts belongs in the Museum of St. Jude, who is the patron saint of lost causes.